Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB, AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to goldradio.fm. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to goldradio.fm, podcasting in .99995. I'm Jim Goddard.
My guest is Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. Welcome back to goldradio.fm.
Well, hello, Jim. Good to be back. We are certainly living in interesting times. I think we're approaching a sequence toward a climax, probably several climax events. That's my perception.
Jim, how is the Hat Trick Letter doing, and how can people sign up for it?
There's been quite a nice recovery from a year ago, when the payment processor experienced some rather colossal problems, which is a story in itself, probably a corrupt British financial conglomerate. But doing well, and the newsletter is doing well. I've got 2 months now. I don't mind talking about it. I got a little different format. It's shorter. It's in an outline form with plenty of details, but it's a bit shorter now. It's probably 40 to 50% shorter, and I'm getting a lot of really good comments and feedback from it without a single complaint. So it's like 20 favorable comments and zero negative comments. So I'm going to stick with it. It's the Hat Trick Letter. It's a monthly publication that comes out somewhere between the 23rd and the 30th, 23rd and the 28th. Next month, due to Thanksgiving and certain travel plans, it'll come out a little bit earlier for November. Well, I guess that's this month now, November. Got the consult button that works and has turned out to be quite popular in October, I think, from a couple of different interviews that went off quite well. I'm very happy about that. I did a consult today. I did a consult, two consults the day before. It's a lot of work, but it's very satisfying, and I really enjoy talking to clients. They're usually quite interesting people. So the newsletter is doing well. The website is doing well. Staying very busy, Jim.
The Fed just raised the bank rate again by 0.75%. Is the Fed likely to keep raising rates?
As long as the dollar is in trouble internationally, they're going to continue to raise the rates, even if it causes tremendous problems in the financial markets. And I've got kind of an offbeat theory why they're doing this. They need to retain, there are two main reasons. They need to keep in place the king dollar structure. The entire global financial system is built upon the dollar, and we don't need to talk much about, you know, the foundation of the dollar, which is debt related, you know, treasury bond debt. It's upside down. But the point is they need to keep in place the king dollar structure for the banking system, for the financial markets, for trade payments, for loan structures, for international loans and contract payments. They need to keep that in place. But I've got a second reason why I think they need to keep the dollar in place. And that has to do with the, how to describe this? The elite, let's just say the 2,000 elites who run the Western and the rest of the world, primarily the Western world that we're concerned with, the 2,000 people have their billion-dollar accounts in dollars. And include in that the trafficking kings for drugs and kids. It's going to be quite interesting to see how they keep the lid on all the trafficking billion-dollar accounts. But the elites need to preserve their dollar accounts that are in the billions. So the entire global structure must be retained, and their billion-dollar accounts for, say, the global financial managers and the maestros, whether it's legal or illegal, that has to be kept in place. So that's what's going on.
Lula da Silva, a member of the World Economic Forum, was just elected president of Brazil, or was he?
He was declared the winner of the clearly fraudulent election. So you must choose your words carefully. It looks like they're doing less flipping and more, I don't know how to really describe this too well, but voting lots or getting weighted in certain ways so they have a trajectory that leads toward 51-49 as a result in favor of Lula. It's not like the blatant, 12,400 plus and 12,400 minus, and it happened at 2 a.m. They're getting away from that because that MO is so obvious. What they're doing now, I believe, Jim, is they've got like a formula that they're working, and they know that if they count the Bolsonaro votes as only, say, 8 tenths of one vote, and they count the Lula votes as 1.2 votes, that they can get their desired outcome. So they're doing weighting schemes, and we saw this. They had both the vote flipping plus and minus of an equal amount, and they had the weighting. The weighting was to get the general number, the general neighborhood of the number they wanted. So what we're seeing is more and more evidence of controlled vote fraud at the tabulation level. Now, let me just say, I'm not a real expert in the Brazilian political scene, but I did expect that Bolsonaro would win, at least in a legitimate fashion that he would win. And now what we're seeing is the people are quite aware and tipped off of the methods used, so they're rioting across Brazil, in particular in Rio de Janeiro, which, by the way, translation of Rio de Janeiro means the River of Sunday. I'm sorry, the River of January. The River of January. It's like, the seasons change and the snow melt comes or whatever, and they have a new river in January. Very interesting name.
Midterms in the U.S. are next week. Do you think election fraud will win the day?
I think election fraud will be prevalent and evident and identified and acted upon. The degree that it's acted upon and the swiftness that it's acted upon is up in the air. Regard it in this particular way, if you will. The Democrats and the liberal Marxists are cornered. They're desperate. They see they're going to be outed. They see they're going to be exposed. They see they're going to be disposed of. So there's very little risk in committing deeper and deeper fraudulent criminal acts. So I don't expect they're going to back down saying, oh, I don't want to get caught. I think they're going to be more desperate and do more criminal deeds that will turn out to be quite blatant. I'm very curious as to how they will react in the deep blue states like New York, California, and Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and Georgia for that matter, and Nevada. But really, Michigan, in the central states, it's Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. There's a guy running for governor now in Wisconsin who says, if I'm elected, and he's a Republican, I'll make sure that none of their games will ever be played again, so that they will almost never see another Democrat official elected. Now, he wasn't saying that they're going to rig the election. I think he was implying that he's going to expose their dirty games so that people will not vote for them and the vote will be correctly and legitimately counted. So I'm expecting a grand climax that involves flipping and the weighting method of one vote is not one vote. One vote is like 8 tenths for the Republicans, and one vote is like 1.2 for the Democrat. We've seen evidence of it before, and I think we're going to see it in a glaring fashion right now. I have heard, okay, this is just, you know, reports from the field, but it's from the white camp, the white hat camp. I have heard that we're likely to see an unusual and different but effective method for resolving voter disputes, election disputes. And I don't think we're going to continue to see the election official at the state or the Secretary of State at that level rule the day. It might be overridden by a military adjudication process, and that's not my own theory, but I latch onto that as very possible. If we don't have some kind of a legitimate adjudication, we're just going to get more and more of the same very, very obvious voting fraud in the increasingly third world United States. It's getting the name now of USSA to mock the USSR, Soviet Union. It's a union of Soviet states of America or the union of socialist states of America. Take your pick. We're going to see some exposure, and whether it's acted upon depends on the state and the adjudication method and how hard those officials maybe are threatened in private, Jim. Imagine, say, the election official in Michigan getting a visit from three judge advocate general officers. If you do it again, we're going to take you down for treason and hang you. That is possible. We'll see how it plays out.
Your thoughts on Tulsi Gabbard endorsing Republican candidates? She is or was World Economic Forum.
I think she's the first of several that will defect and depart from the World Economic Forum, also known as Davos, because that's their headquarters, Davos, Switzerland. I got to say a few things about Tulsi Gabbard. She's brave. It's very difficult to be the first one to break ranks. Usually there's attacks. There's too much attention. We might find that some family member of hers is murdered. This is how the Democrats and the Marxists operate. They don't take it lightly. They regard it as, treason for a movement, treason for, an organization, and they tend to exact tremendous revenge. So she's very brave, and, you know, there's something else that just cannot go unnoticed. She certainly is a beautiful woman. So if she is out there on the stump talking and campaigning for other individuals in the Republican Party, she's going to attract a lot of attention. And let's see what the press does regarding her. They're probably going to make up stories like they usually do. The U.S. press is some of the most disgusting journalism I've ever seen in my entire life.
What do you think is really going on in Ukraine?
Well, that's a very general question. I could answer it in 15 different ways. But I have told my clients for the last year, almost a year, that Ukraine is the last stand. It's the last stand for the cabal. It's a major trafficking center for just about everything. Let me list them so that people get a good comprehension of what the trafficking is in Ukraine. That was set up in 2014 by the Hillary Secretary of State, the Hillary State Department and the Israelis. They created a failed state. They just took it over. What they've been trafficking ever since in a very big way and in an accelerated manner, because before there was always trafficking of drugs and children. But now what they've done in the last few years, and it's been interrupted, and this is Ukraine. This is the Ukraine you don't hear about in the press. Not from the Western press. In the alternative press, you get some of it, but not enough. They're trafficking drugs, narcotics, amphetamines. They're trafficking fentanyl. They're trafficking little kids. They're trafficking white women. They're trafficking human organs. They're trafficking blood, adrenochrome. They've got baby farms. I'm told, I haven't seen it. Of course, I haven't visited, but I'm told that they've got baby farms from artificial uterus contraptions that are producing babies, and they're instantly being farmed for their blood. This is obscene, and this is Ukraine. They've also got biolab for virus and bioweapons that's being trafficked. Okay, in addition to the trafficking, Ukraine is probably the nexus, the most prevalent and heavily volumed money laundering center on the planet. It was about April that the Russian military interrupted that, and word came out that there were confiscating a lot of Bitcoin, and the Russian military brought in a lot of software experts to hack away and steal and confiscate the Bitcoin, which I believe was a principal mechanism, principal currency for the trafficking purposes. Notice that when that got interrupted, Bitcoin went down another 20%. So what got confiscated was sold. And the interruption of their methods and system brought about lower volume, which brought about lower price of Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin will rebound strongly. But Ukraine is all about failed state. They've been using Ukraine as a beta test for dissemination and propagation of viruses in the public without their knowledge. And I regard the Russian military as doing an incursion in a sanitation project, not an invasion and not a conquering exercise.
Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau is trying to ram Bill C-11 through the Senate to censor the internet, just as Elon Musk has opened up Twitter to free speech. Could this be political suicide for Trudeau?
Yeah, it'd be nice if you Canadian citizens would rise up and surround your parliament again, but I think you're still too full of cowards. And of course it's difficult, and of course Ottawa is armed, and of course it's not easy, but maybe you just don't want collateral damage.
As the jabs start to wake up and realize they've been poisoned, what are they likely to do?
I think they're likely to open fire on the hospitals and clinics that killed their kids and their loved ones. I think they're likely to start lawsuits like what began in Central California for hospitals that had a policy to use remdesivir and not to use ivermectin and HCQ. We're likely to see legal actions, class action lawsuits, encouragement of the life insurance companies to proceed against Big Pharma. We're likely to see direct actions against hospitals. And if we're lucky, we might see direct action against the American Medical Association. I'm beginning to hear, and it's coming from three or four different corners. We had an Atlantic magazine article in the last few days caused tremendous firestorm that we should consider forgiving those in charge, the authoritarians who set up the lockdowns and created the mandates, forgive them for an error. But it's not an error because the lockdowns were of healthy people. The lockdowns were to force bankruptcies and poverty. The lockdowns were supported by censorship. The lockdowns resulted in a lot of illegitimate destruction of property, assets, businesses, etc. And I think what's coming is a bit of a revolt in Canada. I think it's just way overdue. You got directly identified World Economic Forum members in your parliament, like that Singh guy, S-I-N-G-H. I'd like to see a little more courage, activity, and movement. Chris Sky is a real hero. He's doing his part. I don't think he's getting a whole lot of support. He needs some sponsors in your government, but I think your government is twice as corrupt as the United States government. Yeah, Elon Musk needs, we must watch this guy, because I've got insider word, and it's hard to confirm, but I got word that Elon Musk was approached about 4 years ago, four months ago. Elon Musk was approached 4 months ago and told, take over Twitter and prove your loyalty to the United States nation, or we're going to bankrupt you and ruin your life. We're going to prosecute you. We're going to cut you out of Tesla. We're going to, you know, take away your stock. We have an assignment for you, and the first one is to capture and install the Starlink network of satellites, and the second one is to capture and convert Twitter to become a Facebook competitor, and so far, so good. But I don't trust the guy. I think he's got one foot in the dirty pool and one foot in the clean pool.
There's more talk about 5G being used as a trigger against the vaccinated. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing that 5G was responsible for 5 million or maybe as many as 8 million dead people in Wuhan. It was not a virus. It was 5G radiation, and it was a test. It was a test run to see if 5G could kill, and the answer was yes, it could kill, and very effectively. Just amp it up in whatever manner is required. It's a certain frequency, and it's a certain, you know, intensity of that frequency. 5G is potentially the controlling device, the radiation, is a potential controlling device for the people after they've taken the vaccination. They build little antennas in their bodies at the cellular level that can explode the cells, can actually give them messages. I got an email today, over the weekend, from a client in the U.S. Southwest, and he said that at 3 in the morning, he got vaccinated. It's a long story, but he got vaccinated to serve a certain purpose in his life. But he said at 2 and 3 in the morning, I get a very clear hum in my brain, and I think it's from 5G, but so far it is not a message. So I think there might later be a message, but it could be an exploding mechanism for the vaccinated. Now, the unvaccinated, they don't have the antenna with the graphene coagulation or formation. With the unvaccinated, it's likely just to explode their organs, explode their brains. I don't really see how they can target the unvaccinated without harming the vaccinated. So, to me, 5G is as much a control mechanism, Jim, as it is a kill mechanism for the human species. And the birds don't like it any more than we do. The birds are smarter than we are because they attack the transmitters. Very few nations have any attacks by humans of the 5G transmitters, because I don't think humans are all that smart. The last 2 years have taught me what dumb shits the majority of Americans and Western citizens are.
We'll have more with Jim Willey right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willey. Jim, is the deep state in panic mode?
Yes, very much. They're getting arrested. They're getting exposed for their crime. The vaccine is not a success in terms of the majority of citizens taking it. I think they're being obstructed by a wide degree of usage of placebos. They're being exposed by the internet regarding the nature of the vaccine, the nature of 5G radiation, the nature of graphene, that apart from vaccines is in, I have one client who said, Jim, I found it in my beer, and the brand was an Irish beer. I'll just say that. I have been told, oh my gosh, how many times that women's tampons have graphene in them for absorption. The deep state is getting their assets kicked. Sorry. Their asses kicked and their assets confiscated. I made that error intentionally. They're getting their assets confiscated. There are reports over and over again. It's very hard to confirm because you cannot, you know, rely on a certain internet site. You cannot rely on a certain military office. You can't rely on a bank center. You can't rely on jack shit anymore for verification. You have to go with your gut, and you have to go with confirming information of a related type. And what I'm hearing over and over again, and it's seemingly legitimate in the story, is that the assets are being seized by the elites. The elite assets are being seized. The White Alliance is doing the seizure. I'm hearing figures of $25 to $30 trillion of assets. I'm hearing figures of 200 to 250,000 tons of gold. That could not happen without the Vatican getting confiscated. I think the deep state is in such panic mode now that you're starting to see Tulsi Gabbard examples of defection, but there are many, many different defections in the form of flipping, like what I believe is happening to the U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. I believe he has flipped. So the panic is in very big panic mode. Deep state is in very big panic mode. And I think they're going to blow it. They're going to lose their cool. They're going to be horribly exposed. They're going to do things very stupid in the next couple of weeks. So it's going to be enjoyable to watch.
Your thoughts on the U.S. dollar, gold, and silver?
Okay, again, this is a question that needs an hour for each one, but I'll try to be brief. The dollar began the de-dollarization process primarily in Eastern Hemisphere nations about 5 years ago. They started reducing the dollar in trade settlement. They started reducing the dollar in big contracts, like say China and Argentina. They have a contract to build roads or ports or grain facilities, and they don't denominate it in dollars. What's happening in the last several months has been the de-dollarization or dumping of treasury bonds by central banks across the world. They're dumping the treasury. They're abandoning the dollar. They're not using the dollar for trade payment. They're not using the dollar for their savings. The dollar's on the way out, and the last people to comprehend that are the Americans and the Canadians, because we have some of the most corrupt and pathetically incorrect and illegitimate and wrong press networks in all the world, all the Western world. The dollar is on the way out and is being sunsetted, and the slowness of the process owes to the fact that the corrupt bankers who are in charge of the dollar want to be in charge of the new digital currency type dollar, the central bank digital currency. The slowness testifies to the fact that they're intending to do a corrupt, fraudulent central bank new dollar. I don't care what the name is. If the architects are the same, it'll be corrupt, and it will not be used by the Eastern nations. Okay, when this all unfolds, the gold price will rise, the silver price will rise 3 times faster. In order for this to get triggered, we have to have more arrests and more execution by tribunal or hitmen of the evil parties who are part of this, who are responsible for this. They've been slowing up the international initiatives so they could steal a portion of the enormous funds that are being dedicated toward this process. Gold and silver will be at the center of the financial and technology systems. That much I am certain.
Is this a good time to start looking at junior miners again as an investment?
It could be. They've been driven down so badly that it's pretty hard to say that they got more downside. But at the same time, I don't trust their accounting methods. I don't trust the ones that are involved in Mexican mines to report properly that the drug cartel, which is run by the Langley CIA folks, they are stealing about 20% of the truck output in Mexican mines. So I wouldn't want to invest anything that's involved with Mexico. I really don't like the business model of the mining firms, and I have not since 2009, because they've got options for their executives. They're lucrative. They get exposed. What's the word? They get freed up after, you know, 9, 12, or 18 months, often 18 months. So there's like a periodic 15% or 20% drop in those stocks just from options for executives that are freed up for sale and actively selling and dumping on the market. I don't like their accounting methods. I don't like their marketing. I think their marketing is the most pathetic of any sector in the entire stock market. They don't promote how the gold and silver markets are corrupt. They don't promote how the U.S. Mint operates with violations of the Constitution. They don't promote the usage of silver as a technology channel, opportunity. I don't like mining companies because I think they're run often by not very legitimate and honest people who have false accounting, who have corruption at their mining levels, and they're plagued by other problems like, you know, contaminated water runoff. Okay, I love gold and silver. I know it's very difficult to obtain gold and silver without dealing with the mining companies. I wish them well, but they need to clean up their act for accounting, executive options, and the theft in the field.
Jim, is there anything else economically that we should be keeping a close eye on that perhaps the powers that be don't want you to know about?
The biggest event that could happen real soon is that the U.S. Fed could follow the path of the Bank of England and start cutting rates, interest rates, and start making appeals to the major pension, mutual, and insurance funds for collaboration. If we see a sudden reduction in interest rates, we're not going to see a collapse of the stock market. we're going to see a 20-25% upward move, big up move. They call it the pivot. I think that's what they call the pivot. I would watch the interest rates for a change, but they're trying to defend the dollar. So if they do a pivot and rescue the financial markets, stock and bond, they're going to harm their own billion-dollar accounts that are tucked away in Switzerland and the Caribbean. So that's not a real likely event, but they might be forced to do it, and these elites might actually move a good deal of their illicit billion-dollar accounts into the euro or into the Swiss franc or into Bitcoin. The powers that be might do a pivot on the interest rates, but if they do, they're going to sabotage their own bank accounts. And I think they're largely held in England, Switzerland, and the Caribbean. But they might be forced to do so. And if they do a pivot and reduce interest rates, it will cause a big stock market rally and a big bond market rally and a big corporate bond rally.
Bitcoin, of course, has had its famous drop from being nearly $70,000 down to $20,000. What do you think its future is?
I think its future is almost guaranteed. It's kind of like saying they stole Fort Knox. Does that mean the dollar is going to go away? It did not go away, not even close. Bitcoin is actually a favorite for the trafficking money launderers to use. It went down when Ukraine got shut down to a good extent. I don't think completely, not at all. Bitcoin is going to be around. It's going to be a main currency for the digital crowd. They're not going to be able to shut it down. I know that there are a lot of arguments that 10 people control a large proportion of its activity. That may be the case for some time. I hope that changes. There are other reports that the Three Gorges Dam and its mining operations for Bitcoin in China, that got shut down. That may be the case. But I don't think Bitcoin's going to go away any more than the dollar went away for corruption in Wall Street, corruption in the big banks in the United States, corruption with the Fed, corruption with the theft of Fort Knox, corruption with the gold and silver market. That didn't bring about an end to the dollar, and the Bitcoin will not go away either.
Jim, where can people find out more about and subscribe to the Hat Trick Letter?
Well, it's www.golden-jackass.com. I think it was October. It was 18 and a half years. It's the longest job I've ever had. The previous longest employer that I had was 12 and a half years. This has been a labor of love. This is a lot of work. It's a lot of tension. It's a lot of personal sacrifice that a lot of people don't comprehend. This is not a glorious position that I sit in. Not at all. There's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of pain, a lot of targeting. I have quite a good deal of pain and trauma with this work, but I continue on as a soldier. The flagship product is the Hat Trick Letter. It's a monthly publication. At the same time, I offer consulting services on a first-come, first-served basis. I got a short list now. It's interesting to deal with. I'm reducing the list, but very slowly. You know, more come in, more orders come in for consulting. There's a lot of worry out there by individuals who have a significant amount of money, so I help them as best I can. That's the consulting service. There's also a button for sponsor for those who have it in their hearts to help me out in a big way and assure my survival. My future is very much in doubt because I've been pretty much stripped away of most of my assets from what I call demonic events, and most of them are 2 and 3 sigma events. And if you put them all together, such a sequence of events would only occur once in, say, 100 trillion. That's the rough approximation of what I've been dealing with for demonic events. 1 in 100 trillion. And that is a conservative figure. Thanks for having me on, Jim. Appreciate the time, and I wish you well.
My guest has been Jim Willie, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.